FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.
Welcome, and you are listening to the Financial Survival Network. I'm Kerry Lutz. It's 11/12/18. And hey, if you haven't heard about this company yet, it's time you heard about it. Aeton Resources, Inc., a proud sponsor of the show. And we've got with us again the head of the company, Mark Campbell. Mark, welcome back.
Well, good to be back, Kerry. Thank you for having me.
Hey, so things are moving quickly in Egypt, which sounds like a kind of a contradiction in terms. Nothing moves quickly in Egypt, right?
Yeah, well, that's right. I mean, you know, it doesn't happen that often, that's quickly. And the reality is, I mean, you know, some of us have been lobbying for this for nearly a quarter of a century. And so 25 years, a long time. And then all of a sudden, at the beginning of the year, they took the, you know, the decision that they were going to, you know, do what they needed to do to open up the mining sector. And they hired Wood Mackenzie, who had done the same for Ecuador, and they have come in. And you know, it has moved very, very rapidly. It has now come out of the cabinet. It's with the parliamentary committee on it, so it's in parliament. And you know, the feeling is here that they probably can get this done before the new year. So very, very fast to do this. But I think that, you know, this is being driven by the president, who realizes that, you know, that the mineral resources, you know, potential of Egypt is huge. And so, you know, he wants the country to benefit from developing a robust mining sector. And that, of course, starts with exploration. And so you need to attract the exploration companies in, but I think they're going to do that. You know, what we talked before, one of the big stumbling blocks was that they were using an oil and gas production sharing agreement type framework, which the economics just don't work for mining. And also it had this very cumbersome 50-50 joint venture between the company working here and the government. And so that was a major factor in dissuading people to come. And that's been scrapped. They're getting rid of that. That means this, they'll go to a tax, a rent, and a royalty. Now, tax in Egypt, corporate income tax, the highest rate is 22.5%. What the royalty will be or what rent we will have to pay or when that starts, we haven't heard yet. And so, you know, and they may add in some bells and whistles like, you know, some type of tax, small tax to use for social funds and things like this. And they may want a carried interest. That's very popular at the moment in West Africa. But I think all in all, that what they're talking about will make it an attractive place to come. And I think will benefit not only the industry, but also the country.
Yeah, which is great because, look, if we all know it's a basic form of economics, a basic premise, it's if you want to produce more, subsidize it. If you want to produce less, tax it. And if you want to produce nothing, overtax it. And that's what we've had there for decades already. So you got to have some satisfaction at having been at the vanguard. I mean, you've been working on this since 1995, Mark. That's 23 years of your life you've spent.
Yes.
And finally, they're seeing the light.
Yeah, that's right. And I think that, you know, the important thing is that they finally have gotten it. And you know, one of the questions that always they never seem to ask is why were there only three companies here? Why is there only one gold mine? And the reason was clear was that the fiscal regime here was in many ways punitive. And so you had to take a view and keep marching forward that that they would change, and they have. And it really is down to President Sisi pushing this forward. So you're going to end up with a type of fiscal regime that is understood by exploration and mining companies. The other thing is that it's always difficult for people to get their head around is the long lead time. If you start exploring tomorrow, getting to a producing mine is going to take you somewhere between 10 and 15 years. So the longer you wait, the longer it takes. And of course, the first thing you have to do is attract exploration. Because if you don't have people running around the country looking for whatever they're looking for, be it gold, zinc, silver, copper, whatever, then you're not going to ever have a mine. So attracting the exploration companies, which are the junior companies, is of critical importance, or you'll never get off, you'll never get off.
Yeah.
Blocks.
Sure.
So I think they realized this, and they have and they are trying to make it attractive, at the same time, as always, wanting to preserve, the interests of the country. So, they're trying to get that balance right. Wood Mackenzie is helping them with that. And if you look at what happened in Ecuador, they have something like 400 companies now, running around there. Either are in country or are applying to come into the country with exploration concessions. Mm-hmm. And the other thing that the government has realized is that this bid round system that operates in oil and gas is really not applicable. So, they will move to streamlining it. So people can come in and peg their own ground and can actually choose where they want to go on a sort of first come, first serve basis. And that's the way to do it. And, with EMRA acting as geological survey, promoting people to come to the country and to, regulate, if somebody already's pegged that ground, then obviously you can't get it. So I think that, they are moving to bring Egypt into, a mining regime that corresponds with what happens in the rest of the world.
Yeah, that's rational. And because if you don't allow your concessionaires to make money and to recoup their costs in some type of rational way, they're going to stay away, which is what has happened here, which in effect, because they had such a bad plan in place, it really has created the opportunity for Aiton Resources and for the rest of the sector.
Yeah, I mean, if you look, we really had to take a view that they were going to change this and just, keep marching forward. And it has come. As I say, Egypt is a phenomenal opportunity because it's such virgin territory. I mean, it's real frontier stuff. And it's not just the Eastern Desert, but it's all of the Sinai as well. And so the land, there's a lot of ground to cover, so to speak, for people. It's not just the minerals that we know are here, but it's those that, people may decide are here and want to come and look for. You want people to come spend money in your country and try and find an economic deposit. And as I said before, is the lead time is very long from, go to woe, so to speak. So it's important that they get this done. And I think they are going to get this done by the year end. And we'll see what transpires in terms of the terms. But I think, all in all, they'll be pretty fair. I think that obviously, industry always wants everything its way, and the government always wants everything their way. So I mean, that's where you have to strike this happy balance between the two.
Yeah, exactly. It's got to be, I hate to use the cliche because it's so abused, used and abused, but it's got to be win-win. Everybody's got to be able to profit under the arrangement. Otherwise, you got what you have now, which is nothing.
Yeah, that's right. So, and, you know, you could have, you know, huge tax. You could have 100% of something. But, I mean, you know, if nobody comes, then, you know, you've got nothing. And so and the other thing is, too, there's no legacy issues here. There's no issues surrounding, you know, like agriculture and some other industries here. You know, that is it's a very they've got a fresh sheet of paper so they can, you know, they can do this. And make it attractive for both parties.
Absolutely. It must be really exciting times for you here. And you've got some news for us as well about your drilling program. Sounds amazing.
That's right. Well, we're putting out another press release with today with our assay results. And, you know, people may have seen it now, but they are. I mean, we've got one hole 17, which has 163 meters at nearly a gram of a ton of gold, and that includes 34 meters at, you know, nearly 1.4 grams, and it's got, you know, over nearly 9% zinc in it. So, and that's from surface. So, and then all the holes that we've drilled are mineralized, and all have, you know, as we've been saying, what we think Rod Ruin is, it's a large area of mineralized area that contains good grades and then some high-grade shoots, like we saw the other day. But, I mean, we've got, you know, 34 meters at 1.4, you know, as I said, you know, we've got other holes where it's 26 meters at, you know, 1.8, you know, 25 meters at 1.3, you know, another 34 meters at roughly 1.3. So, you know, there are some that we're very, very happy with those results. We're very encouraging. And it continues to demonstrate what we've said about this deposit. And this is just the South Ridge. We haven't even gotten to the North Ridge. And what we're doing now is we've drilled 36 holes so far. We're continuing to move down along and around the South Ridge. So there'll be, you know, plenty more results to come out. But we've started at Aladdin's Hill and moved to the east towards the central buttress area, which is in the middle, and then to the far end, which is what we call the spiral pit. And again, all the way along and everywhere we go, we encounter old workings. It is just honeycombed with them. And sometimes those could cause some problems, but most of the time we can get through them. But, you know, it is, it's exciting. It's an exciting discovery. And there's a perfect example of what I'm talking about, the opportunity in Egypt. Here is something that nobody had been working on for 1600 years. Nobody had been up there. Nobody even knew where it was. And they talked about it. I mean, you know, the Bedouin all knew stories about the mountain of gold, but nobody knew where it was. And, you know, this is what the opportunity that Egypt offers, is that it's not just going where the old timers are, but it's going to places that nobody's been before. And which may have, you know, minerals that that nobody's ever discovered. So it's Rod Ruin is really a very good indicator of just what the potential is in Egypt. And if you look at just our concession area, which is 738 square kilometers, you know, we've got another 17 targets that you know, we can work on. And that's a great advantage of changing the law, because, you know, juniors, you know, like to partner up with bigger companies and bigger companies who ultimately want to move to development and are willing to fund you in your project and your exploration. And that's critical because, of course, juniors, you know, are so reliant on, you know, finding money all the time, that having the ability to say to a company, you know, now, you know, you don't have to worry about us already having a 50% partner. So, you know, and that's great too, because, you know, obviously if people want to talk to us about looking at possibly farming into our project, I'm happy to talk to them.
You're amenable, of course. You're very available, as they say. Hey, and I should mention that if you want to find out more, just go to AtonResources.com. That's AtonResources.com. Company's website, very transparent, very informative. You have more information on this website than companies that are hundreds of times your size. And the stock ticker is it's on the TSX Venture, AAN, like Nancy, AAN, like Nancy. You should check it out. So we've gotten these really good drilling results. We've got things moving on the regulatory front at a speed that nobody would have ever imagined possible. I would hesitate to say almost at Trumpian speeds. I mean,
yes.
You know, do you think the president of Egypt is picking up something from Trump that you got to eliminate destructive bureaucracy?
I think they like each other, and I think that, you know, they're, you know, Sisi, like Trump, is very pro-business. He's very pro-investment. He definitely works all the time in the interest of the country. And, you know, we're getting more investment coming in, foreign investment. The Minister of Investment is always out and touting, you know, the country as a place to come. And I think that, you know, we're seeing that. So, yeah, I think that there is some similarities between them in the sense that, you know, they are very pro-business and they're very pro their own country.
Yeah, well, it's good to hear because, you know, when we think of government all too often, Mark, in this day and age, it's more an impediment to growth, an impediment to improving countries' life standard of living, and just a drag on everything. And yet we see things happening in places where you'd least expect it, such as Egypt, right? You never expect them to move at this kind of speed. And yet they're moving where, you know, there's almost an urgency to their actions here.
Well, I think that, you know, there's a realization that, you know, mining could end up being one of the, you know, major pillars of the economy. I mean, you know, one thing is that Egypt has done successfully over the last 120 years is develop their oil and gas sector, and that is a big sector, as is tourism. But mining certainly has the ability to do that in the future, to become, you know, a major factor. It also has something that Egypt desperately needs, and that is that it creates jobs. It's labor intensive. And so by creating, you know, mines in the future and all the rest of it, this also provides jobs, especially in Upper Egypt, which and the Sinai, which both have very high unemployment.
Mm-hmm. So this is a net win for all parties concerned. The government in terms Absolutely. Of taking in more money, the companies in terms of being able to exploit situations that have been unexplored for hundreds of years, and for the people who will be the beneficiaries of better employment opportunities and the ability or the opportunity to raise their standard of living, right?
Oh, sure. And, you know, that's just, you know, tax revenue that the government can use to build infrastructure and schools and all the rest of it. And that's all to the benefit of the people. And so, you know, the natural resources belong to the country, and the country should benefit from the exploitation of those resources.
Yeah, makes total sense. So again, if you just tuned in, the name of the company is Aton Resources. You find Mark's company at Aton, A-T-O-N, resources.com. The ticker is on the TSX Venture, A-A-N, like Nancy. It sounds like really exciting times for you, Mark. I mean, it's a half of your life's work here is about to pay off. Hopefully, you know, bigly, as they say.
Yes.
It could be an amazing thing. Hey, the price of the stock, it's kind of bounced around lately. It went up, hit 11 cents the share, and now it's back down around 6, but the volume seems to have picked up substantially on the stock over these times.
Yeah. Huh? Yeah, no, I think that's right. I mean, you know, and I think that, you know, there's a reason, you know, nobody's ever really argued about the geologic potential. But, you know, obviously changing in the mining law to make it more economically attractive and open up the sector is a big part of, you know, why it's kept the share price down. But I think once we get out of that, and this, these changes are set in concrete, I think that you'll see more interest, not only in us, but in the sector in general.
Agreed. Hey, and we're in tax loss selling season in Canada. With Canada's tax loss selling rules are much more flexible than the U.S.'s, so you get a lot of people dumping losers and such to get those losses at the end of the year. It's not the best time of the year for the TSX venture, but hey, it's something that we go through every year. We're going to go through this year, no doubt. Anyway, exciting times, Mark. So we'll look forward to speaking with you again in a few weeks. So it's fascinating to see how fast this thing is moving.
Yeah, and that really is. And I hope in the next few weeks I'll be able to have some more good news for you.
Hey, it sounds like it. Sounds like you're on a roll. We'll talk to you in a couple of weeks. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Gary.
FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get 3 free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.